You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Jennifer Smith, an executive leadership coach at Growth Potential Consulting that provides executive coaching, leadership training, facilitation, and consulting services. Jennifer works with seasoned, results-focused leaders who are faced with challenges and understand that having help will increase their effectiveness. Also, she partners with companies who are looking to develop leaders as a way of increasing engagement and retaining talent, which drives towards greater business results. Jennifer, certainly a privilege to have you back with us on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, how are you today? It's my privilege to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're more than welcome, and good to catch up with you once again. Always good to have you with us. So first of all, how did you come to specialize in leadership development and executive coaching?
Well, you know, Eric, that's an interesting question because as I think about it, I started my leadership journey pretty much as a teenager when I was asked to become the president of a youth chapter. And needless to say, I was very nervous about that responsibility of leading a team. And yet, how could I say no to my mother? Because she was the person asking me. So this led to many leadership roles throughout college and my career in corporate America, working for Fortune 500 companies. And it was at that time that I was a Six Sigma Master Black Belt in Quality Process Improvement Program. And I was leading a group of black belts and coaching executives and implementing their strategy and realized that I love working with leaders. And so that really started, officially started my journey of focusing on leadership development and executive coaching as a craft.
Very interesting, at a young age too. Now, given your expertise in this area, what would you say is a pressing challenge of leaders today?
Well, you know, I've been thinking about this a lot because in the past 6 months, I would say a good 50% of my clients have presented this as a challenge or an issue that they're currently facing. And even if the conversation doesn't start with this, once we begin to peel back the onion, very quickly we can see that this is what's really creating and causing a lot of frustration for them because they feel as if they're working more and more hours and the workload pile seems to be growing like an out-of-control weed in someone's yard. And so with me working primarily with results-focused or results-oriented leaders, they are used to being able to crank out a lot of work and get things done. And so this is sometimes new, uncharted territory for them.
Now, why are leaders struggling with getting more done in one day?
You know, I've talked to a number of leaders and polled them about what's creating this challenge. And really, the best way might be for me to share a client example. And so we'll just call him Sam for the purposes of this discussion. You know, Sam owned his own business straight out of college and it became very successful. And then he sold it to a larger consumer products company and he joined the company as a leader at an executive level. And so he's been leading teams for well over 15 years. And because of his achievement orientation, he's very skilled at taking on new projects. And so he would get a lot of work done, his team would deliver on what was asked of them, and as a result, his manager sees him now as a go-to person. So in that go-to person role, he's continuously getting more and more projects put on his desk. And on one side, he's really excited about that, and yet on the other side, he feels like he's up to his eyeballs in work. And so, needless to say, one of the reasons that leaders are struggling is because they actually do a really good job of getting things done, which is it's fascinating. And another is around the fact that leaders have become very tactical, and they operate in a very tactical way. And so they don't see themselves as needing to develop a plan or be very strategic in what they spend their time on as well as what their teams spend their time on. And as you probably know, it was Benjamin Franklin who said, if you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. And so in the absence of them being strategic in how they're going to spend their time in developing that plan, they become overwhelmed in a sense.
Today, we're joined by Jennifer Smith, once again, an executive leadership coach at Growth Potential Consulting that provides executive coaching, leadership training, facilitation, and consulting services here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What impacts, Jennifer, is this having on leaders today?
It's having a number of different effects on leaders. And you know, if we think about Sam and the example I shared earlier, you know, he was feeling like he was being pulled in a lot of different directions. He was beginning to lose motivation and in some cases just not feeling as if he had any balance in his life. And so what happens is when this continues, leaders, their engagement decreases over time. And if a leader's engagement decreases, that means that their team's engagement is going to decrease as well. So it's not just that person, but it also has an impact on the team and potentially the organization overall. And so with this lack of balance and leaders feeling like they're having to work to 8 o'clock in the evening every evening or leave the office and run some errands or spend time with the family and then log back on their computer, they're starting to also burn out. And as you can imagine, Eric, when a leader begins to burn out, they're not going to be effective. And they go from being, you know, top performers or performing at very high levels to not performing at the levels they had before. And then people or the organization is wondering why. And so it's had a significant impact on leaders today. And they are really wanting to be able to find ways to get more done in their day so they can leave the office each day feeling as if they have a peace of mind about having focused on what's most important to the organization overall.
And lastly, how are you partnering with clients to help them with this challenge?
You know, when leaders come to me with this challenge of not being able to get as much done in a day as they'd like, we spend some time working through a simple 5-step process so that they can have clarity about what is on their desk today. They can have clarity about why they do what they do. You may have recalled the Simon Sinek TED Talk all around the why, and that's very important. You know, why do they lead? Why is being a leader important to them? And then tie that into, so what are all the tasks that are on your desk that you have right now? And from there, really getting clear about things such as which of these tasks are of the highest importance, which have the greatest sense of urgency, and which have the greatest impact on achieving your goals and the organization achieving its goals. And by going through this 5-step process that allows them to explore those different questions and really think through it at a very strategic, detailed level, it then gives them the sense of being able to know what to focus on any given day. And it helps them then have conversations with their leader and their colleagues about what they're focusing on, why they're focusing on what they're focusing on, so that they can maintain their leadership brand, and it really positions them to be seen as strategic in the organization overall. so, you know, when I think about how I'm working with them, it's really working through that process and getting them not just to the place of having completed and prioritized a list of workload, but also preparing them for those conversations that will occur after they've gone through this process. And so I've been really excited about working on that with leaders, and because a number of them have been coming to me with this, I've even decided to develop a worksheet to help them step through that process. And it's a resource that allows leaders to begin thinking about their workload from a very strategic perspective, so that they can feel like they have greater sense of control.
How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Growth Potential Consulting online, also how they can be in touch and take advantage of the resource that you have available?
Well, they can obtain a copy of the resource in two different ways. One is they can go to my website, and on the home page, as well as on the Knowledge Center page, they'll see a link to actually access the resource there. In addition, they can connect with me on LinkedIn, and that will direct them to the way in which to obtain a copy of the resource so that it can be available to them. Because my hope is that, you know, more and more leaders are able to leave the office, as I mentioned earlier, with having a peace of mind. And one thing I do know is that great leaders understand how to get more done in a day. And my website is www.growthpotentialconsam.com.
In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners today?
My tip would be for leaders to get a copy of this resource, because if you're feeling like you are out of control, and if things are overwhelmed, and you truly are a results-focused leader who you know how to get stuff done, it's just that more and more work is coming your way, then by going through this simple five-step process, you will be able to very quickly get control over your workload and be able to also help your team focus on what's most important to achieving your results. And so really excited about helping those leaders focus on getting more done in a day.
Absolutely. Jennifer, thanks so much once again for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric. It is a pleasure, and I look forward to speaking with you in the future.
I certainly do as well. We've been speaking with Jennifer Smith, an executive leadership coach at Growth Potential Consulting that provides executive coaching, leadership training, facilitation, and consulting services. And once again, the website of reference is growthpotentialcons.com. And this is Eric Guy, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.